In coordination with Oregon News Service, for KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.
And Ken.
Oh, hello, Danielle. While the United States is often considered one of the most rich and powerful nations on earth, living here is not always so rosy. In fact, the suicide rate and the rate of drug addiction is soaring in the U.S. Our wealth, privilege, and despair are remarkable, but how do we find happiness? Here to talk about that is Emily Peck of The Art of Living, which brings meditation leader Sri Sri Ravi Shankar to Portland. Emily, thanks for coming into KBOO today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
First of all, who's our guest coming to Portland, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar?
Sri Sri Ravi Shankar is a global voice for peace. He's an international humanitarian. He's a spiritual leader. And he's inspired a worldwide wave of service to humanity by offering programs that teach practical tools and techniques that help people reduce stress. And when you reduce stress, what you find is that happiness is already there on the inside.
What will he be teaching at the session, at the seminar?
Sri Sri Ravi Shankar is coming to Portland July 5th and 6th for a big event at the Oregon Convention Center. It's called Get Happy Portland. And when he's here, he will be teaching breathing techniques, including the powerful Sudarshan Kriya breathing meditation technique. So everybody that attends will have a chance to experience Sudarshan Kriya as well as meditation.
And for those of our listeners, how does meditation work for those who haven't meditated before or are interested
Sure.
in trying it?
That is a great question. You know, there are so many different forms of meditation and kinds of meditation. And in the Art of Living Foundation, we simply understand meditation as an effortless state in the mind. So a state where the mind is both relaxed and rested and also alert and aware. So this is not the normal state. Usually when the mind is resting, that happens in sleep. So our mind is at rest, but we're not aware. Where does the mind go in sleep? We don't know. And then when we're awake, when we're in the waking state, our mind is active. It's aware, but it's not resting. So meditation is another state of mind, another state of consciousness, where the mind is both relaxed and rested and also alert and aware. So the mind gets a very deep form of rest in meditation, much deeper than sleep. It's actually said that 20 minutes of deep meditation is equivalent to 4 hours of sleep.
And I know there's many different types of meditation. You had mentioned meditation in general. I know there's transcendental meditation. And the one you had mentioned that Sri Sri Ravi Shankar will be speaking about is Sudarshan Kriya meditation. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Sudarshan Kriya, when you translate this word, Su means proper, Darshan means vision, and Kriya means purifying action. So the Sudarshan Kriya is a purifying action that we take with our breath that gives us a proper vision of ourself, a proper vision of life. It connects us very deeply to ourself, to peace, to happiness, to freedom, which is there on the inside. It only gets covered up by all of our activities in life, by our responsibilities, by the stresses. So Sudarshan Kriya is this unique, powerful breathing technique that pulls stress off the nervous system, helps us let go of negative emotions, and allows us to rest very easily in the present moment in a deep state of connection and happiness, which is actually our nature.
If you're doing the Sudarshan Kriya and you have the daily life or ritual in that in the morning of some kind of meditation, what would look different for you throughout the day for your with your daily routine?
Nice. So if you practice Sudarshan Kriya, first of all, it's very easy to practice and powerful in its impact. So it just takes 10 minutes in the morning to practice the Sudarshan Kriya. So you need to have 10 minutes of extra time to practice Sudarshan Kriya. And then there are so many benefits, physical, mental, and emotional benefits. It strengthens your immune system. It helps you let go of negative emotions. There's a lot of very interesting research out there on the Sudarshan Kriya now that demonstrates that it reduces anxiety and depression, and at the same time, it increases resilience and optimism and well-being. So there's so many benefits to practicing Sudarshan Kriya meditation.
Based on my own personal experience, I could probably say that it sounds somewhat easy to learn, but extremely difficult to master, and probably takes practice, a lot of practice. What kind of guidance do you give to students there and people who will be attending the talks?
That's a great question. So for people who would like to attend the Get Happy event at the Oregon Convention Center, July 5th and 6th, they'll get to experience 1, 2, 3, 4 breathing techniques. So they'll learn 3 breathing techniques and get to experience Sudarshan Kriya meditation. And if they enjoy that experience that they have on July 5th and 6th, they'll be able to sign up for our Get Happier program, which again is a 2-day program where they can dive deeper, learn more about Sudarshan Kriya, and get instruction in how to practice on your own at home.
Now, is the meditation, Sudarshan Kriya meditation in particular, related to yoga at all? Is that something that's complementary to yoga, related at all, in other words?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sudarshan Kriya, the practice of Sudarshan Kriya, is very complementary to yoga. What is yoga? If you just look at what the word means, it means to yoke or unite. Yoga simply means a state of harmony, a state of union, a feeling of connection with yourself and life and the world around. Now, in pop culture, what we understand yoga to mean is a yoga studio where you go and you practice stretching your body and you feel relaxed when you leave. So those stretches are called asanas or postures. So what happens when you practice Sudarshan Kriya meditation, when you let go of that stress and your mind calms down and your emotions are more balanced, it helps you go deeper in your yoga practice. So it enhances your yoga practice. It enhances your asana practice by learning the Sudarshan Kriya. It's very complementary.
And what would it look like if you wanted to go on the 5th, or you had to go both days on the 5th and the 6th, or can you pick out one of those days?
It's a good question. You go on both days. It's a 2-day event. It's an immersive experience. So you go on the first day and you learn 1, 2, 3 breathing techniques. And on the second day, you get to experience the Sudarshan Kriya. So July 5th and 6th is a package. You attend for both days. The good thing is, though, that it's just a few hours in the evening. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. So it's very accessible for everybody that has a busy lifestyle. I know it's coming just on the heels of a holiday weekend, so it's actually a great way to round out your 4th of July holiday weekend, feel really uplifted, happy, and connected before you move back into your work week.
I've heard some fun stories of Sri Sri Ravi Shankar as far as when he was going through travel experiences and meeting different cultures and going to different communities. Can you pick out one kind of endearing quality you remember specifically to Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who will be speaking at the event on the 5th and 6th?
One endearing quality of Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. Is that the question?
Oh, just a story you might have heard of him that just kind of brought out. I remember his warm qualities, hearing stories from him before, from friends of mine who also taught with the Art of Living.
Yes. So he's an amazing person. And for me, around Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, there's a lot of love, there's happiness, and there's a feeling of belonging, a feeling of being at ease with yourself and other people around you. Somehow, just in his presence, he's able to inspire this kind of connection and feeling of belonging. Wherever he is, he travels to so many countries around the world every year, so he can connect with people of all backgrounds, ages, traditions, and it's this ability to connect that's so awesome to me. So one time, I was in the Catskill Mountains, just north of New York City, and he was hosting a silent meditation program, and I was one of the organizers there. And at the same time, our event was going on for the Art of Living. There was also a Orthodox Jewish community that was there that was also producing an event. And one of their members became very curious about our meditation event. So in the evening, he had wandered over into our course room, and he was standing at the door. And after our program was over and Sri Sri Ravi Shankar left the stage and the front of the room, as he began to exit the building, so many people went to walk along with him. And as he walked out the door, instead of walking by this gentleman that was there attending another program, he stopped in front of that gentleman, recognized him, and greeted him in a way that was comfortable for him and said, Shalom, and just walked by. So this ability to be aware, to connect, to make anybody feel at home is something so special about him.
I've actually experienced that with two visits to Portland by the Dalai Lama, and people had told me about that, and I guess I'm a natural skeptic, but it was definitely the case when you were in his presence in the auditorium or the Moda Center, the convention center, to kind of get that feeling of connectedness. And I would imagine Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, from what you said, projects that same feeling. That sense of belonging, connectedness, and peace, and love. I want to ask, too, we only have about a minute left. For people who might not be able to afford the program or fit it into their schedules, especially around holiday time, what can they do to incorporate the ideas of Sudarshan Kriya Yoga into their lives?
Yes, that's a good question. And while we'd like to invite everybody to the Oregon Convention Center July 5th and 6th for Get Happy, Art of Living Foundation does offer free meditation programs throughout Portland and in Beaverton. And in fact, tomorrow night we have a free session on breath, meditation, and happiness at Yoga Shala on North Williams. And that's at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night. So people are welcome to drop by and experience one of our free programs.
Thank you. Could you give that name and time again for the location?
Sure. It's tomorrow night, so Tuesday the 28th of June, at Yoga Shala on North Williams.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak with you and ask you all these questions about him and the program.
We've been talking with Emily Peck of Art of Living. And Emily, thanks again for coming to KBOO. You could find out more about Emily and Art of Living at www.artofliving.org.
And I understand you have one more thing?
One more thing.
Oh, sure.
Just special for KBOO listeners, for all you listeners out there that are interested in attending Get Happy, we have a special promotion for you. So if you'd like to register for the Get Happy event, you go to gethappyportland.org and you can put in the promotional code KBOO and you get a discount on your ticket.
Thank you.
That's great. So KBOO listeners, again, artofliving.org. You can register, just mention KBOO or put that in as your secret code.
That's right. You can put the secret code, promotion code in KBOO, and the registration site is gethappyportland.org.
Oh, thanks very much, Emily.
Thank you.